So while Jeff is gathering his guitar, let me say a word or two. Some of you may be unfamiliar with Jeff. You may be unfamiliar with this kind of arrangement, what we're doing today. This is, I don't know, fourth or fifth time we've done this, I think.
Yeah.
So let me just introduce him to you a little bit. He lives in Nashville, makes his living as a singer, songwriter, travels around the country, actually around the globe, spends quite a bit of time in Hawaii when he can get away with it, and plays his music. But he was raised largely here in Fountain Hills. He lived with his grandmother, Erna Charles, and was here and was a member of this church. In fact, his eldest daughter was baptized here, right?
Right here.
Yep, right here.
Right here on our stage.
Yep. And knew Glenn Atchison, our founding pastor, and those of you that are still here from those days. So Jeff was a big part of the life of this church. He was part of the music community here in the Valley. And that's where our journeys start to come together, because I was too. I wasn't living out here, but I was at one time the music editor for the New Times magazine. Jeff had the Jeff Dayton Band followed by the Dayton Privet Band, and they started out here and gigged around the Valley. We're very well known. And we discovered when we met, I think 11 years ago now, that we had a lot of mutual friends and acquaintances from those days, names that some of you might remember, Bob Meehan and some of those folks, the Dusty Chaps, and folks that were active in the local music scene back then. And that became foundation for a friendship, which then got built on a shared faith and I think a lifetime of shared stumbles as well, you might say.
Gotta have it.
So we have bonded together, and Jeff has been kind to come and share with this congregation again and again. He typically gets a gig in Sedona about this time every year, and he just comes from two nights where he sold out both nights up there. And then he comes and shares with us. So this morning we welcome him, and we're going to just share some stories. He's going to share some music. I'm going to shut up here just about now, long enough to turn this over to you and let you say whatever you want, and we'll get started.
Well, first of all, thank you, and well done.
Thank you.
All right, your time is up.
I'll go sit down with my wife now.
I wasn't born to wander, but I did. I blazed a trail in circles like some aimless kid. Thanks to God and grace, I survived all my mistakes. Called it luck, but all it really is falling uphill. That's the only way to say it, falling uphill. How else can you explain on my feet instead of my face? I got here today falling uphill. And I keep getting what I don't deserve. It's plain as day each time I look. Love keeps me going. My love keeps overflowing to heaven here, right here on earth. My falling uphill, that's the only way to say it, falling uphill. How else can you explain landing on my feet instead of my face? I got here today falling uphill. I got food on a table and a place to sleep. I got the love of my life right here next to me. Let tomorrow bring me what it will. When it comes, I just pray I'm still falling uphill. That's the only way to say it, falling uphill. can you explain landing on my feet instead of my face? Yeah, I got here today falling uphill. Thanks to God and grace, I keep falling uphill. Thanks. Thank you. I think, you know, you already tapped on the subject of that song, you know. Thanks to God and grace, I survived all my mistakes. You know, I don't know a person anywhere that hasn't made some mistakes along the line. I made another one yesterday. Fresh off an old mistake. But, you know, the thing that keeps me going, besides the things I mentioned in the song, are a steadfast belief in a Lord that loves me and wants to sustain me. And like we read in from Psalms, you know, his right hand is right there to uplift me. I feel that's so important for me to remember that. So anyhow, welcome. And first of all, before we get too far into this, my buddy, could we please thank all the wonderful musicians up here today and the singers? Wonderful, wonderful. Dorothy, my dear, I'm all choked up. We love Dorothy, don't we? We chatted briefly, but the minute I saw her, I rushed up to hug her. She and Edie and I might be, according to your calculations, the last three members of this church from the old building. And it's pretty not sure, but if anybody wants to rebut, speak now or forever hold your peace. It has been a while. And you know what? You have been a treasured centerpiece of the music here all these years. Thank you. Thank you for your service. She keeps getting younger and better looking.
She gets more color.
Well, that too. I like the highlights are great. I tried that once.
How'd it go?
Not well. Well, thanks for being here, everybody. And hopefully we can share something today that has meaning. If one thing we share today has a meaning to one person, then we've done our job. Well, of course, as a pastor, you have a bigger job than that, but you're hopefully looking out for everyone. But
doing my best.
Yeah. What do you got on your mind?
I think you've touched on really where I wanted to start with the fact that, it's not been a seamless, smooth, perfect ride for either one of us. Mm. And yet one of the things that we share, one of the things that our relationship is built around, is the sense that we've been redeemed and renewed and restored. Yeah. And we get to sit up here and we get to share the mistakes and the good stuff and the grace of God with you. So amen. Let's just ask you, since I got to pick the first song, I asked Jeff if we could start there, and he said, sure. Why don't you pick this one? What do you want to do next?
I have no idea what I've written. I usually relied on Elizabeth Bug to remind me what songs I've written. I don't have that help today. But Bill Kovalt told me that if all else fails, I can play Old Flame, but a New Flame. Now, what do you like, Bill?
Let's go with. Let's stay with the old stuff for just a minute,
okay?
And then we'll go to some of the new. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Sound of Letting Go.
Okay. Happy to. I wrote this with, by the way, the last song I wrote with a guy named Dan Banks from Nashville. And this song was written with Carol Self from Colorado. I like this guitar, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty? This is an all koa, Hawaiian koa wood and with a mahogany neck that was a gift passed along from its original owner, whose name was Jerry. So this is guitar is named Jerry in his honor. And I'm the new steward of a beautiful instrument. Let's see here.
Great time.
So I remember how this goes. It started with a sigh and a whispered prayer, like leaves in autumn colors falling through the air. It only took forgiveness and a brand new song arose, ringing through the heavens to the sound of letting go. With the rise and fall of a cotton sheet, I had a dream about tomorrow and a good night's sleep. Then over morning coffee, while the sun was rising cold, I swear that I heard freedom and the sound of letting go. I was breaking through a chain, being reborn in the rain, leaving yesterday to live again. I was breathing out, breathing in. It only took a I fought with all my might, trapped there in the web, but all that I was held by was a single silken thread. It only took forgiveness and a brand new song to roll, sweet as any hymn in heaven, the sound of letting go. Breathing in. Yeah, it started with a sigh and a whispered prayer, soft as autumn colors falling through the air. It only took forgiveness, a brand new song arose, ringing through the heavens, the sound of letting go. Sweet as any hymn in heaven, the sound of letting go.
There you go.
That's,
thank you.
I'm here to tell you, as somebody that preaches week after week after week, that's as good a sermon as you can possibly preach on forgiveness and redemption. That breathing out, breathe out that old stuff, breathe out that junk, and then breathe in that new Spirit of God that wants to come and wants to renew you. If you're steeped in your shame, if you're steeped in your sin, if you're steeped in your guilt, let it go, because God wants it gone. And that's where Jeff comes from in the song. And this whole, the whole idea that we need to forgiveness, let go. Are you living in a grudge? Are you carrying that burden around? Make it go away. Yeah. Make it go away.
So it's like a big 90-pound duffel bag over my shoulder, you know. It's just that all the regret and the guilt and the shame and the wish, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, and all of that. I mean, how many people haven't had that day, you know, that... And then, you know, then there's that monkey that comes in the room at, while we're trying to sleep, that big 90-pound gorilla. Well, he's bigger than 90. And bigger than me, anyway. And he's got a T-shirt that says, "What if?" And he's talking to you all night. What if this? What if that? What if that? And he, and I'm trying my best. I can't beat beat that gorilla out of my head, you know. And I'm pretty soon I'm tossing and turning, flip, or as Glenn Campbell used to say, flipping and flopping like a beached sea bass. And, you know, it's a powerless place to be. And if I didn't have some reassurance that I could let that all go and just drop it at God's feet, I don't know where I'd be. I'd be still wrestling that monkey, and I would be in no shape to do any kind of sharing with you today, because I'd be all about wrapped up in my head and my problems. And I'm not saying I don't have a head full of problems. I mean, I have a head that's just like everybody. I'm a human being, you know. But... there is a real freedom in being, like, on days when I'm just struggling, Candy knows as well about me, you know, I'll call her up and say, just wrestled that monkey all night long, you know, I had those barrel straps that they put around oak barrels, and I was, you know, there was some stuff going on in my life, and a lot of it was legal stuff, and we don't know the outcome, and we don't know if so-and-so is going to say that or do that, and what if I'm worse off after this than I was just staying here being afraid. You know that fear? You know, we're afraid to take that next step because what if it's worse afterwards than if I just sit here and don't do anything? And I remember asking the Lord if I could just, could I please just curl up at your feet? And could I lay these problems in there? And could I just leave them there with you? And that, for me, is the sound of letting go. You know, it's taking that 90-pound duffel and saying, Lord, I'm really tired of this. You know, I carried this the last 68 years. Could you take it today anyway? And he says, of course. And that's that kind of unconditional love that we feel when we tap into our God in our hearts, you know. Emmanuel, God within us, with us, you know. There you go. Kind of going long there.
There we go.
I only had one coffee and I didn't even finish it. But I had all the way down the hill from Sedona to think about it. And Bill, you know how it is when you're trying to share that gift with others, and you don't know how much of that is coated in Teflon and how much of it's got some Velcro on it, you know, where it's going to stick. Mm-hmm. But I know one thing for sure, that I can't discount a single person I run into as if they're not important to me right there today. And there may be, I never know whose face God is hiding behind today. And somebody I don't even know could walk up to me and say something amazing to me, and it might change my life forever.
Yeah.
Was that profound, or is it just really dumb?
No, it was good. I told you it's a good sermon.
Well, you know, it's funny, though. I've been getting accused of being a ministry. Mm. People have said to me, you know, you're not a musician. You're actually a musician disguised as a ministry. Or ministry disguised as a musician. And then the other guy said, yeah, and the best part about it is you don't even know you're doing it.
Yeah.
So just keep doing it.
So, do.
Do. Yeah. Is Bill going to sing? Is that what he said?
No. I love these people way too much to do that, Jeff.
That's right. Well, I love the vibe here today. You know, this is the 11. How long since there's been an 11 o'clock service?
Oh, man. Well, we had a second service. It was an 11 o'clock service that went right up to the edge of COVID. We had a 9, and then we had an 11:15. Well. So it's been a couple years since we've been here at 11. And there was Pat Tuttle came in, and I said, oh, my gosh, it's so good to see you. And she said, it's the 11 o'clock service.
Yeah.
No 9 o'clock for Pat, not happening.
COVID messed with our lives in the worst way. Man, I tell you what. And not long before COVID, losing my little brother to cancer, just a 13 days notice, and he was gone. He was only 61 years old. And I started realizing, as in priceless, what we've got. All I can say, it's been a real tough year. A whole lot of good folks have disappeared. Got through some pain, now I understand. You gotta love what you got while you can. Yeah, you gotta sip it slow. And yeah, just sip it slow. Might all be gone before you know. You gotta sip it slow. Out in that fast lane, it's a hurry-up world. Wasting these good days in a big old blur. Gonna do my best to slow it down and live in the here and now. Yeah, I wanna sip it slow. Yeah, I wanna sip it slow. Can't stop the wheels when time's on a roll, so I'm gonna sip it slow. You know what I mean, don't you, Bill? Gonna call a friend, gonna share some love, do someone a favor, do it just because. This life is short and the sweet is wine. So fill up your glass and take your time. Yeah, and people sip it slow. Yeah, you wanna sip it slow. Can't stop the wheels when time's on a roll. There ain't no gimmies, ain't no for sure. So if you love somebody, well, tell them so. And sip it slow. Yeah, just sip it slow. You know, we've all got somebody in our heart, somebody that we need to reach out to. Somebody we haven't talked to for a long time or taken a minute to share with. Somebody from a long time ago or somebody from the other day. Doesn't matter. But I invite y'all to get out on a skinny branch. Do something. Make them all cringy. Call them up and tell them you love them. You won't know how that makes them feel, but you will know how it makes you feel. Celebrate that connection. Put some love in this world, because there's enough crazy to go around. The only thing we got for that is we got our love. We got the love of the Lord in our hearts. We're going to take it out there. We're going to pour it all over people like syrup on pancakes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, people sip it slow.
That's great. You know, let me piggyback on what you just said. Many of you know that I've been involved in this transformational leadership course, seminar, whatever it is, for the last month or more, and you've been kind to give me a bye on some Sundays. And to Jeff's point about making that phone call, we were challenged, I don't know, it was 3-4 weeks ago, I guess. We were challenged on a Sunday morning to make two phone calls to people to whom we hadn't spoken in a long time, who either meant something to us or with whom we had parted in perhaps uncertain ways, and to make a phone call out of the blue and call them up and talk to them.
Yeah.
And we were given a certain period of time in which to do this, and then there was another project we had to do too. And so I ended up making 4 phone calls. I called my son, I called my sister, and then I called 2 friends who have been my sort of bestest of friends for something north of 45 years. Mm-hmm. And just told them I loved them. Told them, listen, I'm calling you just to tell you that you matter to me. Mm. And the calls didn't last 4 or 5 minutes apiece, but they were profound. And you should have heard the shock on the other end. It's like, really? You're calling just to tell me? Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
Yeah.
As Jeff just did, I encourage you to do that. It was the best experience. I had a wonderful time, and so did they. And we don't think to do that often enough. We don't think to do that ever.
You know, there are a lot of those corporate, like, salesy things
where
they tell their salesmen, you know, put together a chicken list. People, you guys have ever been part of that? Where they say, get a chicken list, and then start calling people on your chicken list. Well, we're not selling anything except God's love.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
So if they, why are you saying this? I said, well, you know why.
Yeah.
Is it? Because I love you, man.
Yeah.
And no, it's not about your Budweiser.
Yeah. So anyway, we encourage you to do that. Take a try. Today's a great day when you go home today. Mm-hmm. If you've experienced joy, if you've experienced excitement, and those of you that are already at home, you've got phones right next to you. You know, call up somebody that you either feel really deeply for that you haven't said this to, or call up somebody that you left on a rocky shore and say, listen, you know what? I'm so sorry that we parted that way. You're important to me. I value what we've had together, and I want to fix that right now.
If there's a phone starts ringing in here right now, we're putting you on speaker.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move this thing forward.
We could sit and do this. In Nashville, we call this sing and share, or music with a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
This
I love
priceless.
This. You know, and I have a friend named Dave Risendahl, who's a Lutheran pastor out in Denver. And he was here at St. Peter's. No, what was it called? Down there at the end of 32nd and Shea. One of the Catholic, one of the Lutheran churches back there.
Anyway,
and he's a great guy, and we do that too. Except he plays banjo and mandolin, so I can't help that. Yeah. And we pick a little bit. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't join you in that.
Well, you were going to sing though before the end. I promise we're going to get it soon.
Debbie lent me a guitar 3 or 4 years ago, and it's still leaning in the corner of my office, untouched by my dad.
Wow. I wouldn't share that.
No. I tried to give it back to her, and she said, no, you hang on to it. You're going to get to it. And I said, okay, one of these days.
Good for you, Debbie.
She's persistent.
Earl Scruggs, Flat and Scruggs, you guys remember the old bluegrass group? The ones that sang the Ballad of Jed Clampett and the Beverly Hillbillies? Listen to a story about a man named Jed. Yeah. Well, he had three sons who were fabulous musicians, and then they asked him, how did you get three boys that were such good musicians? He said, well, I tuned the guitar and laid it on the bed, said, now don't touch that.
Good.
I love country humor.
Yes, you do.
I do. I'll never forget. I got to meet Rex Allen. You remember Rex Allen?
Yeah.
The great voice of, what was Scott's lawn seed or something he used to represent? And he had that oaky storyteller voice. Hi, this is Rex Allen Sr., and we were in Abilene, Texas with Glenn Campbell and doing a benefit for a hospital there, and Rex Allen Sr. was on the show, and so was this new band called the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, wow.
And then they had a big reception for us at the hotel afterwards in a banquet room, and I got the pleasure. I'm going to sit next to a guy named Rex Allen Jr. I'm definitely going to just see what comes around. And he stopped the server. He said, excuse me, ma'am, is this the smoking section? She said, no, sir, Mr. Allen, I'm sorry, but we don't actually have a smoking section. He says, you reckon they'd mind if I started one? I don't know. I don't like that stuff.
How about Wired That Way?
Oh, sure. Now we're going to find out why I'm goofy as I am. Yeah. I am... by the way, I want to thank my friend Gary Adrian doing sound back there. Gary, thank you so much for making it sound good.
And by the way, for those of you that have been praying for him, Sean is back with us today too. He's back there somewhere.
And Sean, yes, indeed.
And
thank you, Sean.
We're grateful for the return of Sean.
If you guys look on YouTube, you can find a version of this with my daughter Carrie singing harmony with me the day after I wrote this song. And it's on there. Carrie is now, Carrie was baptized here at 6 months old, and there was a piano player that day because Dorothy wasn't here that day. And the piano player was a fella playing, he was playing some kind of Floyd Kramer country licks
What was his name?
His name was
that guy?
Bill Kovalt.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was just filling in, and I was like, I love what he's doing. I want to meet this guy, and we've been friends for those 33-some years now, Billy. So great to see you here, you and Susan. That's awesome that you're sitting here. And anyway, Carrie is now going on 34 years old. But this song really does describe me to a T. I am a dreamer, a long-shot believer, who never let no slow me down. I'm someone who dances on high, skinny branches with barely one fear of the ground. 'Cause when you feel something down in your heart pumping, you listen what it has to say. Forget nomenclature, it's just human nature to tell you I'm wired that way. I know I'm hard-headed. I'm independent. I'm just as hard-headed as I'm independent, I'm happy to cut my own road. I'll grade it and pave it, paint it and name it, and take it wherever it goes. So when you feel something down in your heart pumping, you listen what it has to say. It's a real world condition of a man on a mission who can't help he's wired that way. I know I'm imperfect, sometimes uncertain, but I'm hoping that makes me sublime. 'Cause there's no point in faking some weak imitation of the me that the man had in mind. Yeah, when you feel something down in your heart pumping, you listen what it has to say. You don't bother asking, the wind will blow backwards, waiting on cowboys to change. Forget nomenclature, it's just human nature, but thank God I'm wired that way. Be the first one in your block to use the word nomenclature in a country song.
How about half full and overflowing, and then we'll do a little something.
All right. Please do go to YouTube, though, and look up Wired That Way, Jeff Dayton. And the guy's name is Joshua Scott Johnson. And he's put out he's been doing a song a day on YouTube for 5,000 days now.
Wow.
So it's worth checking him out. He's a wonderful guy. Half full and overflowing, okay? You guys hear the guitar okay?
This is going to take us somewhere, so trust me on this.
You know, I'm starting the wrong song. I got lots of songs. I got stacks of firewood with my name on them. Let's see. Hello. Oh, I'm starting on Today I Do. Let me get my head around this here for a second. Bill, talk.
Well, this getting old really stinks, doesn't it?
I know.
And you're in bad shape. In bad shape when the listener knows your catalog better than you do.
That's right. And the thing is, you know, COVID tore my memory apart like a bad puppy with an old pillow, and all that foam stuffing is scattered all around the house, and I've been looking for it ever since. Nothing says cool like a minivan. It's a little dinged up, but it's paid for, man. I can't help it if the girls don't like it, but it suits me just fine. Yeah, I'm rolling down the road with an old guitar. Got a lot of miles and a couple of scars. Good friend says it is what it is, so I guess I'm doing all right. And I'm glad for what I got, and I'm fine with what I don't. Got real good coffee, real good friends, and the best woman I've ever known. I got kids that love me, people who trust me, and the good Lord where I'm going. So if you ask, I'd say my glass is half full and overflowing. Yeah, I got a little house down Nashville way. There's room for two, the rent's okay. I pull up a chair and I sit out there and I contemplate my life. Yeah, I'd love to be chilling on a beach somewhere or up in the pines, breathing mountain air. But as a good friend says again, is what it is, I guess I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm glad for what I got, and I'm fine with what I don't. I got a few trust me and the good Lord where I'm going. If you ask, I'll say my glass is half full, yeah. If you ask, I'll say my glass is half full and overflowing. Half full and overflowing, yeah.
All right. Well done. Now there was a method to my madness, because we have a segment in our worship service every week that we call Responding in Commitment. Oh, yeah. It takes the place of what used to be the offertory and the offering and all that stuff. And so we come to that, and I ask these good folks every week to take a few moments and reflect while our musicians are playing on what it is, how they want to respond to the grace of God. And so I think half full and overflowing sets us all up, because is there anybody here that can't say that you are half full and overflowing, that God hasn't blessed you in ways that you couldn't possibly have expected? You know, you may have asked for things you didn't get, but I'm willing to bet you got stuff you never even asked for that was far better than what you would have dreamed. And that's the way God works. So we're going to take that time right now, and there are some other musicians back here that have been waiting patiently and lovingly while you and I have been up here. So let's turn this over to them, and this is our time for Responding in Commitment.
I have to tell you that Dorothy chose this song for an offertory. I know it's because you're here, Jeff. It's called Precious Memories. So we're going to be going for it here. Precious memories of seen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the secret past unfolds. What?
the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grows fonder. Precious memories flood my soul.
This is our prayer of dedication. Ever gracious God, the great gift of your redeeming love has worked within us to free us in so many ways. May these gifts that we return to your use, manifestations of our love for you, work to free others. Continue to transform our lives, O God, that we may serve as your blessing upon a world in need. Teach us to truly love without measure, give without expectation, bless without envy, and worship without ceasing. We pray this in the name and in the power and the spirit of your greatest gift, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Am I true?
I was ready.
No, we're up. You're up.
I'm trying to read his mind and.
Ask my wife. That's a very difficult thing. There's like pretty much nothing there. You want to say something? No, you do. It's yours.
Here's another song I wrote. I don't want to break the spirit, so I want to keep it just as close to that as I can. This songs come to me so fast sometimes, and during COVID, I did a lot of shows on Facebook Live, yeah. And this song just bolted onto my paper 8 minutes before one of the episodes, and I wrote it down as fast as it came through my fingers and into my mouth, and it's one of the songs that I didn't expect to write it, plan to write it, and I didn't even have a title when I started writing it, but I was pausing to think of my life, and back to priceless, this priceless life, this gift of something that is finite, that we don't ever get to keep forever, you know? But here we are enjoying today. Here we are celebrating the fact that we have memories of people who have gone and hope for those who are yet to come, but we get to enjoy today. And I don't know where it was going, but this is the song that came. And Bill had asked for this one. What if I don't live forever? What'll they do without me? Will they even remember the way things used to be? Who's gonna teach them their history? Who's gonna show them the ropes? How they gonna solve the mysteries without my hand to hold? You see, I never planned on leaving. I never was one of those. But I hope someday they'll turn a page and find the heart of an old gray ghost. with these boxes piled up in every room? What if it's worth more to toss them than the time it takes to look them through? Now then, name all of those pictures from places that none of them have ever been. I can still name all the faces who have made it into the wind. You see, I never planned on leaving. I never was one of those. But I hope someday when they turn the page, they'll find the heart of an old gray ghost. I never planned on leaving. I never was one of those. But I hope someday when they open a page, they'll see the heart of an old gray ghost. I hope someday they'll turn a page and find the heart of an old gray ghost. Thank you kindly.
Thanks, brother. So let me ask you this. We're running out of time. We're running out of running room, as it were.
Yeah, it is.
So I've been doing a lot of the picking, and you've been gracious to allow me to do that. So if you had something out of your catalog that we haven't gotten to yet that you'd like to say to these folks, what would it be?
I think it's going to probably be a song that I wrote a couple years ago. I was writing for a small publishing company, and they were getting ready to go play songs for a new artist. And they wondered if I had anything for the artist, and I said, well, no, but I can write you one. And they said, well, we're leaving in 15 minutes. I said, well, that's good. Okay, I can do that. And they said, well, you don't even have it demoed. And I said, well, that's okay. I'll just go write it. And they said, never mind. And we're leaving. So they left. And I went in the kitchen, and in 20 minutes, this song showed up. This is pretty much my theme song these days. So if that's all right, Bill. I don't walk straight and narrow. I don't care if people stare or not. And I don't need no criticizing. People try to change my mind. So what? Because I can't wear somebody else's shoes. I can only be me, win or lose. So walk with me and stand by me and live like we like and we love. We'll ride the tide with sails on high, fearless and reckless and tough. I dance like I feel it, I call it like I see it. Sing like I was born to do. Don't take me for granted. I stand where I'm planted. And most of all, I stand for you. Cause I live my truth. Yeah, one thing that I've learned from living, some will love you, some won't give a rip. And that's the truth. Now I'm not yellow, blue, or green. There's a color in between, and I'm it. Yes, I am. Cause when you're painted by the master's hand, there's no way to be a different man or woman, right, Dorothy? So walk with me, stand by me, and live like and we love. We'll ride the tide with sails on high, fearless and reckless and tough.
dance like I feel it. I call it like I see it. I sing like I was born to do. Don't take me for granted. I stand where I'm planted. And most of all, I stand for you. 'Cause I live my truth. Feel it, I call it like I see it, I sing like I was born to. Don't take me for granted, I stand where I'm planted, and most of all, I stand for you, 'cause I live my truth. Yeah, I live. Yeah, I live my truth. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.